I want to go to 1 John tonight and begin the message here in the second chapter of 1 John. And I want to begin in the 19th verse of this chapter. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they'd have been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. But we have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I read this today and was thinking, wife and myself had done some study on it in time past, and today it was struck on my heart. Wondered how the brother felt when he was writing this message to us after he had got back off the Isle of Pat and the great revelation that God had given John of the many things that the church would be conflicted with, knowing that it was a spirit of an Antichrist, knowing the situation around him and seeing those that were departing from the great family of God. How heartbreaking that is. Many a time, we as pastors have had our hearts broken when we see people get up and walk away from the truth of God. Certainly John, in his vision that God gave him on the Isle of Pat, starting with the great church in which God had instituted, in Revelation, the 12th chapter, seeing that dragon that opposed the church in the morning time. And after that, in Revelation, the 8th chapter, seeing the great church of God going down as a mountain into the sea. And after that, seeing the two horned beasts come up out of the earth, and then branding the people with marks, an image, number, name, and all the division of a spirit of an Antichrist. Not only that, but as time rolled on, the many things that John was seeing troubling the hearts of God's people in a great conflict that was against the great church of God. And so he was grieved as he writes this letter. But he wanted the people to understand God has given us an unction, that there is a spirit of truth that speaks to our heart, brings the wisdom of guidance of truth, gives us the understanding when there's error around us. In time of confusion, whenever people seem like, as Joel said, in a valley of decision. Many people sometime in time of confusion and division are wondering in their mind and amazed and wondering what to do. Sometimes we just need to stand still and listen to the unction of the Holy Ghost of God to see what we are being led and how that God is working with us to help us to stay established and not be tousled by the wind that's carrying to and fro. Because many a time in my pastoring, I've had people to get up and walk out. And I've seen people who desired somehow to go just where that they could be entertained. And I've seen church shoppers. Have you ever seen those? They are the bird that's flying through the midst of the heaven. Revelation, the 19th chapter, will tell you that they're birds that's flying through the midst of the heavens. They are looking somewhere for something that suits them instead of what suits God. That's a spirit of an antichrist. I've had people just come and say, what have you got to offer? You know, brother, sister, if we love truth, if we love God, we're willing to be placed where God places. And when God places us, Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, said not to give your place to the devil. The devil's after your place to root you up and to carry you to and fro, and not to establish you. It's a spirit of an antichrist. We need to be kingly aware what's going on in our time. Oh, it's so grieving, so hurting. Whenever you love and you have a compassion heart, whenever you're moved with compassion, it's grieving. I can see John in my mind, such a beloved brother, oh, with love and compassion, how he talked to the younger, how he talked to the people concerning the spirit of an antichrist. Folks, remember, God loves those that he has sent forth to feed the flock, and he wants the flock to be humble and submitted, and remember that the truth is the only thing that will establish you and settle you and root you and ground you where you ought to be. We don't need to be tousled to and fro here and there. You remember how that Paul taught the church at Ephesus, whenever he said there's one faith, there's one Lord, there's one God, there's one Spirit, there's one body, and there's one Father who's above all, through all, and in you all. Then he goes down and he talks how that the church should receive the Lord by one faith, because he sent the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, that they could be established in one faith. I should not have to walk up and ask anybody, what faith are you? Because it's just one faith, one thing to believe. And that's the truth tonight. Anything beside that is a spirit of error. And we don't need to hold to that. We need to hold to the truth of God. God. That's what Jesus taught. Paul saw these things before that John got back off the isle. He saw these things in his ministry and understood that there were those who were out to scatter the saints of God. Jesus had warned us in his time. Let me just briefly hit that before I go to this scripture. In the 7th chapter of Matthew, Jesus taught that wolves would come, and they would come in sheep clothing. He had expressed to the flock that he was talking to, the way is straight, the way is nigh, and only a few would really find that way. He expressed the broad way. You know, the broad way, There's no condition. Just whatever you want to do, hit to it. But if you walk the straight and the narrow way, you got to have truth to walk this way. Isaiah, the 35th chapter, put the light upon that road, did he not? He said that highway is called a highway of wholeness. And he said no unclean thing can go upon that way. Only the redeemed shall walk therein. It's not a way of error. It's a way of truth. It's a way of righteousness. It's a way of wholeness. And so there are those, Jesus said, are wolves in sheep clothing that wants to lead air to this way, to the broad way, to disrupt the truth that's in the hearts of people and cause them to err from the truth of God. The devil don't care who you are as long as he can root in to your spirit and cause you to err from truth. That's his job. That's his job. We must stand still. We have an unction from the Holy One. Do it not. So the Apostle Paul, in the timeline before John, he said in Acts 20 and 28, he gave a message. He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock of which the Holy Ghost has made you an overseer. Feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Why is it that along my ministry I have found that there are those who are unwilling to go out and roll up their shirt sleeve and work and seek to bring in souls to the kingdom of God? They'd rather get in to the church and seek here and there to steal some hearts and lead them astray and have a congregation somewhere else. I've seen that time and time again. Everyone should know when you're earnest in your heart, you should really weigh the matter. Is this right? You know what 1 Corinthians 12:25 says? There should be no schism in the body of the Christ. You know and I know there's one body. And so we don't need splinters and splints. We need to be together as a church of God. So living on the foundation that God has laid down. There's a spirit of error that gets a hold of them. I don't know what you think about this statement, but I feel like I should make it. I think there's preachers that gets preacher-each. You know what I mean? They sit down and they think, well, I know more than the pastor. I know more how to preach than he does. And they get to the place they root and they push. What did Paul say here? Take heed. Who was he saying it to? Pastor. Watch your flock, pastor. Because there's preachers that wants to pastor. There's those that wants to lead people in there. They want a congregation theirself, but they're unwilling to get out and roll up their sleeves and build it. They want to steal the hearts of the people and go their way. That's a spirit of error. Spirit of an antichrist. I don't know why God laid this message on my heart, but I know one thing, the Holy Ghost is here. And I know the Spirit of God's in this place. And I know God sent for me to preach this message. And I want you to know tonight, the devil is working to do everything he can to divide God's people. We've got to be a people that's firm and solid and stand the ground for God. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. I've fought all my life. And brother, I've been scorned and I reckon I've been called everything but what I am. And I know what it means to be in a battle. And I know the spirit of error. And I know how hard it can be troubled and grieved when they see people sometimes, brother, that just are more willing to divide people and make splits than they are to build and work for unity and peace and love and build up the kingdom of God and the great church of God. Brother, if you're called of God, you've got a place, but that place is on the foundation where truth is. That's where God wants us to be. Yes, that's a place where God wants us to be. Stand on the foundation where God will have us to stand. Well, yes, so much troubling thing. Paul was grieved in his heart. You know what Paul was? He was a Pharisee. He was a persecutor. He was that which scattered the saints of God. But when he got saved, he preached oneness. He preached unity. He preached people stay together. You're God's sheep. And you got a shepherd. And you need to hear the shepherd's voice. And you need to follow him. Brother, sister, there's a lot of voices in the world tonight, but we need to hear our shepherd's voice. Let me tell you, there's no institution like the church of God. Brother, she's got a king tonight like no institution in the world has got tonight. He's the king. He's the leader. He's the shepherd of the great church of God, and we need to hear him and know his voice when he speaks to us and stay away from confusion. We talk about a revival. Well, we can have one if we'll just stay together, pray and work, be humble to one another, love one another, not rooting against one another, but pulling for God, pulling for his church. I said to some of my own family, they got beside themselves. I said, well, let me tell you, there's some time you may disagree a little here and disagree a little there, but you keep your eye on one thing. We're working for God. Amen. I told a pastor not too long ago, I'm not here to see you nor see the people. I'm here to worship God. You do whatever you want. I'm here to worship God. Brother, sister, I'm for building the church of God. I'm for building the kingdom. I want my children and other children to see the truth and know the truth of the church of God. Yes, I do. Well, yes, I do. I feel sometime I'm nearing home, and I want to do whatever I can for my blessed Savior what time I'm here in this world. I want to lay up treasures where moss and rust doesn't corrupt, where thieves don't break through and steal, And folks, I want to tell you, this time world's about over with. It's just about done with. And all the confusion in the world is causing all the chaos we got. And the churches that live here and yonder are closing and taking the name off the church building. It's time, brother, that we realize the Antichrist, he's working. Oh, yes, he's working. We need to see it, and we need to be burdened, and we need to pray, because it's against souls, and it's taking souls down. And folks, my mission and your mission is to build the kingdom of God. Tell people, stay together, love one another, work together, try to heal problems, and build on Jesus. Excuse me. God wants us to see the great church of God and go forth in the things of the Lord. I want you to know, Paul, he was willing to warn the church when he saw things that was not right. In Philippians, the third chapter, in the 16th verse. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brothers, be followers together of me. Mark them, which so walk as ye have for an example. For many walk, whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Had you noticed that Paul sees a difference in what they're doing? In their seat of affection that they've got. Have you noticed in our day, if you visit any around, or if you got news from around, rock and roll has got up among the church in places. Amen. You don't hardly hear old time singing like you hear here. No. When I came up, the songs of Zion stirred the church of God. People, those songs of the Evangelical church book was written from the word of God. They carry a message in song. They bless your heart. But brother, when I got saved, I left rock and roll. And it don't bless me today. Worldly music in the church is a shame and a disgrace. And Paul was warning them, spirit of an Antichrist. Oh, that Antichrist can dress up. Yes, he can. He's cunning. He's crafty. Yes, he's crafty. He's got it all laid out. And he's real smooth. Look at the Laodicean church. When that philosopher, in the 8th verse of the Colossians, the 2nd chapter, when he got among it, spirit of error, organized, cunning way, leading people dressing it away. Oh, this is better. That is better. Oh, we know they done it that way, but we are not in that day. Well, I'll tell you, God is the same. Church is the same. Bible is the same. Spirit is the same. And thank God, I believe in the same. Amen. I believe in the truth that saved me, took me out of the well, and put Jesus in my heart. That's what I believe in. I believe in all time shouting. I believe in the Holy Spirit of God that blesses the church when truth is coming down. That's what I believe in. Spirit of Antichrist. Spirit of Antichrist. Whoa! When they leave the church of God, they get over here and they bellow like a bull. Yeah, well, they don't believe in this over there, and they don't believe in that over there, and they don't believe in that. Well, show me scripture for what they believe in. Amen. Show me where they got a right to split. Show me where they got a right to disagree with the truth. Amen. Show me where that they got a right to take on a spirit of pride that I can do it better than they. This is a spirit of an Antichrist. Yes, it is. I heard a preacher one time, it really put me to thinking. He said, what if you told your wife, what if you just got old so-and-so? Would you been better off? He said, you know what you done? You just put yourself above so-and-so. He said, you need to think. You know, there's people that way in the church. I can preach better than that preacher. Well, you may do it. But did God put you there or put him there? I can't preach like Paul. And Paul can't preach like me. But I've got my job and he had his. I can't preach like Brother Dicker. He can't preach like me. I can't fill his place. He can't fill mine. But we're brothers. Do you see that? But I go down here and sit in the congregation and I get to saying to the church, well, he's just fooling around. He's starving my soul. I don't get nothing out of it. I just might well stay at the house, planting a seed of division. Shame. Spirit of pride. Show me scripture. I teach you to do it in such business. You ain't got none. The Bible teaches us, sit at one another's feet. Love one another. Pray one for another. Thank God, brother, we are children of the Most High God. And our calling is a high calling. That's what it is. We need to worship God in the spirit and in truth. Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. Jude, in his time, you saw that spirit of an Antichrist. And oh, you saw how it was worn. And you know what he told the saints? He said, continue. For the faith that was once delivered to the saints. What kind of faith did they have? Bible said they had all things common. They spoke not aught of what the other possessed. Right? And they stayed together as one. And when the world looked upon them, they said they have been with Jesus. Why? They're preaching the same message. standing shoulder to shoulder against the air, against confusion, against unrighteousness, and teaching men and women, love God. Love what God has done for you. Love the church with all your heart. That Jesus that went to the cross of Calvary, he died. He paid for the church, and you should be his people. That's a message that God wanted Jude to preach, and that's a message that God wants us to preach today. Continue for the faith. There were men crept in. Certain men crept in, unaware, who were before ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of God, of our God, into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, a dear old agent brother taught me a lesson. He said, Brother Watson, Bible said lay hands suddenly on no man. And he said, when people come to you, let them sit down, and then you figure out what they've come for. And you watch and see if they're there to embrace truth, if they're seeking truth, or if they got another reason that they come for. And I thought that was good advice. And so Jude was warning them something like that. Because his men crept in unaware, just slipped in unaware. There's people. Not everyone comes that come to you come for good. Sometimes they come to see what the weakness is, where the place is that they can get in. And some is anxious to get in, right? So sometimes the church wants to put the pressure on the pastor. That's a good singer. You should let them sing. Sometimes they say, I'd like to hear him preach. Would you let him preach? You need to keep your hands off of it. Let the shepherd lead the flock. That's what God wants. Let the pastor do his job. And you be still and be reverent to what God's doing. You've seen enough scattering, and so have I. I suppose you have. And so the devil's looking for a place somewhere that he can begin to destroy and bring down and scatter the saints of God. Yes, he is. We don't want that. I was down at a certain congregation, and this pastor, he just brought people in, and then he'd get up and preach about holiness and how strict he was, but yet everybody come in. He'd turn them in the pulpit. And I said, Brother, have you ever read 2 John, the first chapter? He said, something about them that come to you, and they don't bring this doctrine, bid not God speed, neither bid him your house. Right? You don't just jump up and put people in. No, no, no. And he found out one fella come through, and oh, he was passing out CDs, and he's doing this, and he'd get up and sing about going to church in the wagon. And found out he was living with this woman and wasn't even married to her. But yet he was a sinner in the pulpit, singing, not ashamed, not a blushing. You have to be careful, church. Spirit of error is working. Again, God's people, mind your pastor. Remember, he's watching over your soul. And he's given truth to give you warnings to take heed. Don't rise up and begin to buck like something that hasn't been broke to truth. Stay in your place. That's what God said. The Bible teaches you, when you go to the house of God, keep your mouth. Stay where you ought to be. And God will help us as a people of God. Now, Brother Pastor, I hope tonight I hadn't took your place and done your job. But this is what God has laid on my heart. You preachers that had this trouble and you never denied. They've been that right there among you and you've seen it up and down. Brother, we've got to hold our ground. And when God gives a message, there's a need for a message, and we need to preach what God lays on our heart. Praise the Lord.